Biblical End Time Prophecies, the Book of Revelation, Chapter 9.
Hello, I'm Brother Davidson. I am praying at the beginning of this chapter for you, for those of you that will be listening, those of you that will be hearing this from someone else. And I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray for every one of you that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. And you open your heart to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of everyone that is listening to my prayer in your spirit, body, and soul in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star far from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them were given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads, were, as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, and as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name was Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and they had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor talk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. End of chapter 9.
My friends, I am Doyle Davidson, apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ, not by the will of man, but by the will of God. Not by the will of my choice, but by the will of Jesus Christ, who I serve with my spirit in the gospel with the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God what you're listening to is a judgment. of Man, the Judgment of America, written about all through the scripture that this would take place. I was raised with a mother that taught me, Matthew 7, verse 1, judge not that you be not judged. The same judgment that you meet with all, it shall be brought to you again. My friend, I was a fearful person to judge other men. In 1970, God presented me verses about Solomon, King Solomon. He was asked to make a decision.
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall be not any among the kings like unto thee all thy days.
In 1970, I was a practicing veterinarian that had obeyed God and sold my veterinary practice, hospital, obeyed God. I grew up in church, born again before I was 6 years old, and learned John Wesley, Methodist, holiness, a lot of it. I had it in my heart. And so in 1970, when I had decided it was wise to obey God, God presented me with these verses, a wise and understanding heart to judge his people. I was afraid, but I knew it were God and I should choose that, as Solomon had. I did not know at that time, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 states these words. Would you read them, please?
1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Thank you, Jenny. In those days, I did not know that I was called as a prophet in my mother's womb and as an apostle to do the will of God. I did not know it was my job to judge every man, judge every man. I did not know that, but I had fear of God, and I chose the same thing Solomon chose. And I thank God that I did, because that these words tell me here that I judge all men, and yet I am judged of none. By the will of God, of course, not of myself, but by the Holy Ghost that God used to raise Jesus from the dead.